Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Hey, everybody. We're going to eat, drink, and be merry in Natchitoches, Louisiana today. You know, every third Tuesday, we talk about Natchitoches. And Natchitoches is the oldest settlement in the state of Louisiana. And so some people, I just saw it in Southern Living, they said Natchitoches is like, you know, the other sister of New Orleans, kind of, right? Is that what it is? I don't know. But we got Arlene Gould.
The sister. Actually, we're the big sister because we were here first. So, you know.
See? So, yeah, New Orleans is the baby sister.
New Orleans.
Ooh. So everyone, that's Arlene Gould. We got Kelly West
I can say that because I'm from New Orleans.
She's so it's from okay. New Orleans.
It's good. As long as they're still there, you know?
But you guys have, again, making accolades, like just more awards, best small towns, food lists, you know, all of this good stuff. You know, Natchitoches, once people find Natchitoches, they go, I'm not going to like miss this again. It gets under your skin. Like for Nancy and I traveling, you know, we keep coming back and we will. There's no way 2022 is going by without Nancy and I visiting. We're just trying to do it, not in July, but because every time we keep coming the same week in July, just it happens. But I swear to God, it probably actually will. It probably will happen, but I'll take it. But everyone, Natchitoches is the oldest settlement in the state of Louisiana. And go to Natchitoches.com. Kelly, tell everybody how to think. I do my spelling, but it's your turn.
You do a great job too. You can find us at Natchitoches.com, Natchitoches.com.
I feel like we should have a bouncing ball on this Zoom call, like bing, bing, bing.
Natchitoches.
Follow the bouncing ball.
Look at Kelly's face. She's like, did we do it right?
Natchitoches.
We can sing it to the Mickey Mouse song.
Yeah, we could. We could. Okay, everybody, keep it under 30 seconds so we don't have to pay royalties.
Oh, shoot.
I love it.
Sorry, Mickey.
But welcome back on the show. You know, last time you were on the show, we were talking about 22 must-do experiences in Natchitoches for 2022. That turned out to be quite a list. It's featured in our latest issue of Parks and Travel magazine. I think some people may have got a little jealous because you kind of hounded the magazine. I'm just saying. You know, you guys have a lot of 22 things. It's, you know, 22 experiences. But that wasn't listing everything within the experience. And one of them is food and eat, drink, and be merry in Natchitoches. It's a whole lot of fun. Now, let's talk about what we can drink. Let's start there first.
Drive-through daiquiris are always a hit. And it's not eggnog daiquiri season anymore, but we are in full throttle Mardi Gras season. So that just
gets
another reason.
What happens with Mardi Gras? I mean, is there a flavor for Mardi Gras?
No, it's just a fun festive season. You know, it's kind of like, you know, it's the carnival season, January 6th through, I think Mardi Gras on March the 1st this year. So it's kind of like 6 weeks of merriment and parades and you just jolly good times. Then comes Ash Wednesday and everybody has to give up something for Lent. And normally that might be one of the big items.
If I was living there, I'd give up wearing socks.
Okay.
That was, I I'm not going to give up the drive-through daiquiris if I live there and visit. No.
Help. You could give up watching the news. That'd be fun.
I'd rather do that.
TV. A lot of people just give up TV for 40 days, believe it or not.
40 days.
Right. That's a long time.
40 days of Lent, because then it's Easter, you know. So, you know, you got the Easter. It leads up to the Easter season.
Okay, I give up eating spinach because I don't like it anyway.
Nancy, you should just give up broccoli.
Oh, I don't even touch that. No.
But she will eat a meat pie.
I can give up seafood easy because we're allergic to it.
But we see now, you know, we love Natchitoches, so we would be bad residents because we don't eat seafood.
No. No, it's all right. It's all good. You know, everybody's different. So it's kind of like, you know, just, you know, whatever.
That's the beauty of Natchitoches, actually.
They got meat pie.
Is that everyone has a cultural background of difference. And it's, I think, like I tell people, you got to go to Natchitoches and see how it's done. Everybody gets along and there's good food and good music and it just feels good. It just, you know, it's like you turn on the TV and you go, oh my God, we're all going to die and everybody's angry. Then I just go to Natchitoches, get over it. You know, it is. That's the truth.
And it's a quaint little town. And it is a good place for people to kind of take a step back and relax and, you know, decompress. I had a visitor come in earlier today. It was a couple from Indiana. And I said, oh, it's cold up there. She said, why do you think we left? She said they threw stuff in the car. And she said, when we get down south, we'll figure it all out. But they were the first time here and they just kind of stumbled up on us and they loved it. They were at Toledo Bend, one of the state parks.
Oh, nice.
Just loving it. Yep. Yep.
Toledo Bend's beautiful too. I mean, that's the thing. You've got all this history and this cultural diversity, which again goes back to the food. But you've got all this nature around you. And I think that's the other thing is like when you're there, even if you're going to all the historical sites like Cane River Creole National Historical Park, Melrose Plantation, you're going to all the state parks, you're in the Cane River National Heritage Area. I mean, there's just so much. But this Kisatchie National Forest, the only national forest in Louisiana in your backyard, you have all of these state parks. By the time you're going to be hungry. You need good food afterwards.
You work up an appetite.
Yeah.
You got that slogan, feed your soul. So it's kind of like,
feed your soul. Yeah. You got the meat pie. So behind you have the designation, right, of the meat pie being a actual state food item. It is the meat pie. Comes from Natchitoches. So New Orleans can't make a meat pie and say, we've got it.
Can make one, but it won't be the same as a Natchitoches meat pie.
And it will not be meat pie.
It is kind of our staple food item for our city, you know. So it's
that is honestly, when you think about Louisiana, part of tourism that comes to your state is about the food. It is about that experience. And it is about the experience that you have when you get the food, whether it's in a gas station. Or you're getting beignets with a coffee and la-di-da, you know, it's all as a statewide thing. Your food, it's an experience. And
Boudin.
Boudin. Listen, I want to tell you, we're having a sausage festival radio show for October because it's sausage month. And I'm telling all our friends that we're going to do this. I'm like, listen. There's Boudin.
So we got to have Boudin in there.
Got chorizo in the Southwest. What would you say that you have places with sausage, right?
In gas stations.
Gas stations have a lot of Boudin and sausage. True. That's true.
So it comes up, even the Southwest Louisiana has Boudin. It still comes up in your area.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, get your sausage in a gas station.
That's it. That's it. You can get
your sausage.
I love it.
All right, Kelly, tell everybody about the gas station food trail, because this is something that if you haven't been to Louisiana, you've got to understand you can get some of the most not even delicious food in a gas station in Louisiana. Definitely. And the No Man's Land. And I'm wearing my t-shirt. Can everybody see?
Yeah. So, you know, our gas stations, a lot of them serve full meals. Not just, you know, the hot dogs on the rollers or pizza, you know, that comes out of a quick oven, but actual hot meals, rice and gravy, smothered pork chops, fried fish, yes. But some of the
macaroni
and cheese.
Huge.
Stuffed potato pies, yeah. But even the ones we have here have something special to them. You know, they may have wings, or they may have even specialty burgers or salads or full breakfast.
Tamales and Zwally's. Zwally's got tamales.
Zwally's are very easy to pick up at gas stations in the area, especially in No Man's Land, which is the seven parishes on the west side of Louisiana that when the Louisiana Purchase territories were originally purchased, this area of Louisiana was disputed. They weren't sure if it was part of the, you know, the purchase or if it was still part of Spanish Texas. So it became a land of no law, no rules, no governor, no ruler whatsoever. It was just a no man's land, a neutral ground in between the two countries, basically, for about 3 years.
It was a big party for 3 years with no law and order.
Until it eventually did become part of the Louisiana Purchase territory. But a lot, as you travel down through there, you'll find a lot of gas stations that have meat markets and boudin and cracklins and sausage and, you know, different styles of meats. But even here, I mean, we have a gas station, which is one of y'all's favorites, French Market.
You know, we love it. We're waiting for you to say the magic words, French Market Express. Listen, I'm going to do my commercial. It's right there in the hotel circle. It's right there with the gas station. You can go in, you can buy wine, you can buy a whole meal, and you can get your car filled, and you can go back to your hotel room and know you're like, just totally set and fun. Like you are done. You are set. When you're traveling, you come off the road hungry, you know, tired. You need gas the next morning. But you can go there and get totally filled up.
Everything you need.
Have fun. And it's fun. It is I know I say that. It's weird. People go, like, why are you going in a gas station thinking it's fun?
Because it's fun.
Because they have fun. They have stuffed animals in there. They have toys. They have wine. They have
a little bit of everything.
Yeah. So really do, but that was the vision of the owner. So the husband came home one day and said, hey, let's buy this gas station. And the wife said, okay, but we're going to make it shoppable for women. We are going to make it a place that women feel comfortable going. So she made it look like a little courtyard on the inside.
It's so cool.
So everything kind of goes around the courtyard. The courtyard has the tables and chairs, food. It's got gifts. It has wine. So her husband is a wine connoisseur. So it's not just cheap wine.
See, that's it. Normally, nice. And by the way, the wine is cold. See, this is the thing. I don't care where you go across the country. In grocery stores, half the time, they don't put the wine. They don't let it be cold. And so when you go in there, they have wine. You can get chilled wine, like actual chilled wine in a gas station. And it's not like wine that makes you want to like run away. Don't. It's good wine. Like, that's why I say it. It's fun.
Don't say
I'm
it.
Like,
very good wine.
It's good wine.
We pulled off the highway to go there, and this place is packed. People know about it. It's become a destination. There are certain gas stations across the country that become a destination. There's one in Arizona that we know out in Gila Bend that did the same thing, and they opened up a whole gift shop with Mexican artifacts and decor items and everything. Really, they know everybody needs to stop at that point. They're really, really smart about it. And good food, they have everything. Mm-hmm. I will say French Market kicks their butt on that, but they don't have a Mexican market with all the decor items, but they have gifts and decor items. But you just don't
see it. French Market has a wonderful bakery. They built a whole separate building behind, you know, the original gas station store. And it's a huge bakery and kitchen where they do all their food prep. So,
which we haven't done, the yam cakes. Mm. We haven't done that yet. We haven't
talked about that yet.
And we haven't had them yet. So that will be on our list next time.
No.
We have not had the yam cake.
Your address.
No, we're coming. We're coming.
No, we'll do it in person.
We'll hold it for you. I'll make sure.
It's the yam cakes. That's a unique thing that I don't think you're going to get anywhere in the country that I know of.
Is this like yam pancakes?
Well, not in yam cakes. Yeah. They bake cake with yam in it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, you know, I know people that do sweet potato and cake and, you know what I mean? So it's, but they do yam, which is related. Are we on the same plane on that? It's I think it's that way.
Yeah, they're pretty.
It's a tuber cake. We're going to have to do an interview with them. When we come back, we'll do an interview. We'll go in and do a whole thing. But they have a little bit of everything.
They would love that.
I love that. This is awesome. A whole food, a gas station food trail, because I think a lot of people going into Louisiana that have not been there will not trust food out of a gas station because they may not have experienced it before. So this lets people know, hey, this is how we eat in Louisiana, and it's safe and fine, and you can do it, you know. Yeah. And trust me, you can.
Construction workers and people that work and, you know, always on the go, because I mean, you go there at lunchtime, and I say lunchtime, 10:30 in the morning, and you'll see a lot of the rogue construction workers and outdoor workers, whatever, you know, lining up to get their lunch meals. And I mean, there'll be 20 people deep sometimes waiting for to get a lunch. It's awesome.
We see that a lot at another one of our gas stations that's also on the food trail, 3J's. It's a gas station right on a four-way, just off I-49 and on Highway 1. And they serve wings and burgers and some of those hot pods as well. They also have an outdoor shop. So they have a hunting and fishing store attached to their gas station. So that's what makes them a little bit
unique. They're kind of adjacent to a new RV park that's always booked. And it's about a half a mile from the national park site.
I think Nancy and I were there the very first time we went to Cane River Creole National Historical Park. And we did a video with one of the owners. And because they had all this fishing gear.
I think that's the place where when y'all left my house and got lost, remember that night? And then
I do remember that night. How could I forget? There were things running around on the road that I didn't know what they were. In Louisiana.
No, but do you have any idea how often we get lost?
Yeah. But Arlene gave me a map. Seriously. And she said, do not do this. And then she did it. And apparently didn't listen to what Arlene said. And we ended up in the backwoods. Okay.
You just took the scenic route at nighttime. That's all. You took the scenic route at nighttime.
It makes no sense how we ended up in the backwoods from your house. It makes absolute no sense. To this day, I don't know how we ended up there, but we did. And I'm like, Nancy, I think we're by the park and the plantations. We're in Natchez, you know, Louisiana now. We're not even in Natchez.
You're in totally opposite direction of where you needed to be.
But we're on the Heritage Trail, but at night. But it was beautiful.
It was funny. Saw possums. Now you were all good. Nothing to laugh about now. Raccoons.
And, you know, and there are places on the Cane River National Heritage Trail that you see people have signs saying, meat pies, and that's something we got to bring up, the meat pies, because this is
so
the designated food item for Natchitoches. You could go to Lazion's and have meat pies, and Nancy's favorite thing, grits. She loves the grits there.
Yeah, I do. The meat pies,
This is something anywhere you go in Natchitoches. You've got a recipe on your website of how to make a meat pie at home that people can go and look up. But when you really get into it, this is something that's gone down through Native American times, and everybody that's lived in Natchitoches has just kind of changed into what they wanted to do for family almost, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I think it's
passed down from generation to generation.
And it's funny how everybody's, you know, recipe varies, just like gumbos and even tamales. It's a big thing where all the ladies get together and, you know, you make a big old pot of, you know, meat mix and then you fold them out, you know, and making the meat pies. Because it's not something you make six of. You make dozens of them. Several dozen, you know?
Yeah, if you're going to do it right. I think the meat pie's a forerunner to the taco.
Well, I think they're connected because it's like the Spanish influence with the empanada. Yeah. So I think you've got the Spanish influence in there, the Native American influence, and then, you know, everybody's doing their own thing. But Lazion's got into it. That's where people go, right? The mainstay for meat pies. So you can get meat pies anywhere in Natchitoches, but it seems that they kind of like, we're the home plate.
Certainly.
Yeah. James Lazion, he was a butcher, I guess, back in the 40s and 50s and early 60s. And he kind of was, you know, mixing the meat for the ladies and, you know, that would come into the butcher shop. And he said, well, I'm going to start playing with my own, you know, recipe, you know, and he started his own little meat pie kitchen. And here it is 67 years later. And, you know, they still got I think it's 57 now. He opened in 1967. So he's got his little, you know, Angela Lazion, who you all probably met, and she took over for her dad. He's deceased now, but they've got a great little restaurant there. So
she was on our show, I think two, three years ago. She was on a show with you all, and, you know, and we had a good time there. And then, but you have a meat pie festival. Is that still, do you think that may happen this year?
Yep.
We have a date for this year. It's coming back. We're so excited. Oh, good.
And that's the thing.
September.
That's funny. I was going through photos and we were doing that 22 things to do in 2022. And by the way, just do them any year. Really doesn't matter. And there's so much more than 22. It was the hardest thing to do is to narrow it down. But I saw meat pies and photos like at the folk festival at NSU. I was just like, I was like, look at this lady's like, here it is, she's like serving the meat pie, and I'm like, no way. And I was seeing this even after the feature had gone out, I'm like, man, there's meat pies at every event probably, right? There's going to be someone serving meat pies. So things are coming back, events looking good for that for next year. This year,
Jazz Fest is on and Meat Pie Festival's on. And
Do you have daiquiri people at your festivals? Are there daiquiri people? This is important. Or you could go to the drive through and then bring it. Maybe not.
Yes, you can. And then some of the restaurants have daiquiri machines in the restaurants. So you can get drinks. The daiquiri and bring it to go down to the festival.
Oh, have daiquiri. We'll travel. Cool.
Exactly.
Well, we need an addition to our car.
Yeah.
Little daiquiri machine on the back wouldn't be bad. You know, who needs that extra spare tire? Just put a daiquiri blender on the back. Sounds good. But, the other thing too, the restaurants, let's talk about the restaurants. We've been to a number of them. Remind us about the one, it was one that you took us to that was like down home Southern cooking buffet and overlooked Sibley Lake. Or is it Lake Sibley?
Almost home.
Yeah, it was like home cooking. And that's something that's going to be different for people that aren't kind of, you know, there's the buffet kind of.
And it is like home cooking. I mean, it really is so good. They've been there for a long time. They've been there for several decades. I want to say maybe close to 30 years, but it's overlooking Sibley Lake, and they're only open for lunch. And
lunch only. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Yep. And when it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
So you better get there.
Because I think I wanted some macaroni cheese and someone had already, that's it. It's done. Somebody cleaned up and that was that.
That would be me.
Well, listen, when anybody talks about Southern food, my first thing is macaroni cheese. Even if it's not Southern 100% all the time, I really don't care. Just to me, it's comfort. I think of Southern food as comfort food.
Yes. Have you ever had crawfish mac and cheese?
We can't because we're allergic crawfish. To those thingies.
Oh, that's true.
I know. We it's suck. A bummer. We're so boring.
So... Mom went there too. When you said mac and cheese, I was like, ooh, crawfish mac and cheese.
I know. Yeah. Well, last time you were on the show for our anniversary party, Dr. Jackie. Yeah, I know y'all had to go, but she's like, I want my crawfish pie.
I know.
And she's a cardiologist, and she don't care. She wants her crawfish pie. Apparently, but, we can well, all crawfish, do that.
Crawfish are healthy for you. The mac and cheese, maybe not so much, but the crawfish are good for you.
You can have a little bit and then go jogging the next day if you're somebody other than me.
Or do a mini pie. Do a mini pie. You won't feel as bad.
Yeah.
But, crawfish pie.
Well, that there was the other thing. Grayson's made a list, right? There was a list. Tell us about the list.
Yeah.
It was
on Only in Your State for Louisiana, and they chose 12 restaurants to highlight that you should eat maybe one a month. And actually, Lazion's and Grayson's both made the list. So
it's so authentic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lazion's is amazing. You have to do that. If you go to Natchitoches, don't go to Lazion's.
Didn't go.
But Grayson's, Grayson's, it's like, it like to me, it reminds me of Seinfeld with the soup Nazi. Like you come in and get your soup, and if you're an idiot, like get out. And they're not like that. They're not rude at all. But there's like, this is the authentic barbecue. They're smoking it. They're cutting it. And it's just so real. And it's, you go in and get your meat, sit down, enjoy it, or go, whatever you're going to do. But it's so like, it's move about it. They're working the meat, and that's what it's about. And it's really about it. And it is when you sit down and taste it.
Yum.
Love.
The words are like, it is yum. Like, you are really not. Good. You do not need a knife for that.
And ham melts in your mouth. It's like
exactly. Yes. You do not need a knife. You just. It's like full on flavor. The even the potato salad. Like they are. I mean.
The rib. Yeah.
It is.
When you said the potato salad, it reminds me of the lady who makes the potato salad, Miss Lucille. She's been working there for over 50 years. I know that recently her health has been down, but. Grayson's has been there over 60 years. I want to say 62 years.
Wow.
It's, we recognize Miss Lucille, the Louisiana Restaurant Association, recognized her as a Louisiana restaurant legend because she worked there for over 50 years.
Wow. That's a long time.
She's like Marilyn at Lazion's. I think she's in her 48th year, but we also had recognized her as well. The Louisiana Restaurant Association made her a Louisiana restaurant legend. For her years of service at the same restaurant. Can you imagine?
Wow.
48 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
that's
the
icon.
The other thing is you've got different styles of food. Legacy's Cafe, I wanted to bring up because I think that is just, there's a statue as you go in and they're really looking at teaching people a skill. It's like, that was a unique experience going in there, and that is a very positive experience, and I recommend people go there because they're training people. It's also they're trying to use as many locally sourced ingredients. Legacy Cafe, especially as I'd say Black History Month is coming up, that's a good time to go there. But honestly, I'm a big supporter of Black History Month, but I really think it should be every month. It's like, I wouldn't wait to go there over that, but you know what I mean? The Legacy Cafe. I think that's something to be really proud of in your community.
Definitely. You know, the food is really fresh. They have a garden on site that they utilize for the ingredients. It's just, soup, salad, sandwich, but it's just really good ingredients that they use, and it is a workforce training. So they're bringing in these kids that, maybe don't have a job or looking to do something different with their life, and train them in a restaurant, train them on the front of house, train them in the back of house, train them to cook, train them, about these foods and ingredients. And about serving the public. And it all takes place. Legacy Cafe is inside the Ben Johnson Foundation building. So Ben Johnson was a civil rights activist during that time, which, by the way, Lisa, I don't know if you saw any of the posts. So yesterday we actually attended a groundbreaking ceremony for our railroad depot here. It was a Pacific Railroad Depot that in 7 or 8 months, they say, I say Q4 this year, it will open up as a museum, as the National Park Office for the supervisors, the headquarters for Cane River Creole National Historical Park, with Visitor Center and Museum highlighting the African American community of Natchitoches. Nice. And the the history that lies there, because there's a lot of history just with that building, but also the community that surrounds it.
Yeah.
So that it's a huge, wonderful thing.
We're so excited. It's going to be wonderful.
That's happening for our community, but also for the national park. Yeah. You know, they're going to be a lot more visible. People will be able to go there and start their journey in the heritage area and in the historical park.
Yeah, because you're in that historical district. That's the thing I always tell people. Mm. You go to Natchitoches, you start at the visitor center, you guys, and if they can do a walking tour with the Cane River National Heritage Area, that is highly recommended, but there's self-guided tours, but to have that next to you, that's amazing.
Yeah, this is going to be just blocks from our office here in the historic district, and it ties in so well, obviously with Oakland Plantation and Magnolia, which was, that's what brought you to Natchitoches in the first place.
Yeah.
While we're traveling and doing the national park. So it's going to tell the full story, of slavery and segregation and civil rights. And, so it's going to be a good addition to our
I just think it's
and our story.
It's a good impact. When people come to Natchitoches to get it all in this central location, and then venture out to the plantations and the historical park. Like, I know a lot of people are like, oh, get rid of the word plantation. You can't. This is what it was. And you've got to kind of embrace that and understand this is, you have to look at the history. It's hard. It's a hard history to learn. However, if people understand Natchitoches of today, they'll see a unified community working together. And that's, I think, why we love Natchitoches more than anything is everybody's happy. Of course, every community has its stuff. It's always going to have its stuff. But when you go to Natchitoches, it's just this beautiful feeling where people are accepted. Mm-hmm. And it's not, I don't even want to use the word accepted. It's like tolerate. It's an inclusive community where people feel at home and comfortable and have not, just moving in there, have been there for generations. This is old history that everyone is working together. So you can have history that's negative and sad. Slavery is something that happened across this country and around the world, but there is a way of communities to come together and to right what was wrong. And I think you guys are a shining example of that. I really do. I hope I said that correctly before anyone yells at me.
True. That's what the Cane River region is, and you look at the community around of St. Augustine Catholic Church,
right?
The community that exists there, and the Creole community, and the history that's there, and then now in that area, we also have Cane River Commissary as another restaurant stop that's right there by the National Historical Park. So while you're kind of in the community, you actually eat at this restaurant that a lot of the dishes are very Creole focused and Creole centered, because it's owned by a family from the Creole community. And and it's in an old commissary building.
That's right.
Opened the last time we didn't get to do it. It was like our timing was off, but it was just opening up. I remember driving by with you, Arlene, and going,
Yep.
We need to come back while we were looking at the old juke joints that used to be around.
That's right. Well, and now, and even tomorrow morning, they'll have a Zydeco breakfast on tomorrow morning there at the Cane River Commissary. So they usually do it the first Saturday.
Cool.
Saturday. every month. So, and it's very popular.
Have Zydeco breakfast.
That's awesome.
Breakfast with live music and all.
That's so cool. They did all kinds of stuff,
you know, just out there with their mimosas and having a good old time, you know.
I'm sending you my travel dates. And Nancy and I are going to sit there and we'll shove the Zydeco breakfast.
I really do.
Okay, listen, but there's the, you can Zydeco breakfast. Mm-hmm. Okay, meat pies, right?
Yeah.
Legacy Cafe. You got a brewery, Cane River Brewery, which is, it really does well. And if you go anywhere in Natchitoches, you can probably get a Beta beer, right? Which is the local brew of Louisiana. Mm. You can go on the Cane River Queen, which is a paddle boat, an old school river boat. And you can have wine while you you look at the sights on the river.
Or you can bring a bucket of beer. Half a dozen beers in a bucket and go down.
One of our restaurants, you can go up and get a bucket of beer and you can actually leave the bucket on the boat and he returns it for you.
Yeah, all iced down. You get your bucket of beer and it's all iced down.
Louisiana knows how to party. Seriously.
That's right.
You do. But in some of the restaurants, though, we stayed at Sweet Canaan and the bed and breakfast, so that's another experience. Let's just talk about that and food. How many bed and breakfasts do you have? Because I know you have a lot of vacation rentals. You've got the brand hotels, you've got boutique hotels, but the bed and breakfast, you've got a lot, as I recall.
Yeah, I think officially our official bed and breakfast is about 28-30, but now a lot of Airbnbs have popped up, so they almost outnumber the B&B, regular B&Bs.
Well, it's good that you have both, because everybody has a different travel style, but the bed and breakfast, part of the whole experience is having the breakfast, you know, and then going off and, you know, and honestly, Nancy, remember you and I going off to Kisatchie National Forest really bright and early in the morning, and you all looked at us like, you don't have to go there that early. Like, no, we need to be there at the sunrise. And you looked at us like, all right. And we got up.
And then it rained.
And it rained. You couldn't take photos until like the sun really came up. It's like a whole different thing from the Southwest we're from. I'm all like, I'm used to being somewhere at 4 a.m. You don't need to be at 4 a.m.
No.
National Forest. So you can have your breakfast and go explore. I just want to tell people it's a whole different thing. You can have your breakfast. I don't care what time of year. You can have your breakfast.
Yeah. Or any time of the day, really. Some of us.
And go enjoy.
I eat breakfast sometimes for dinner. Like if I'm home and I'm hungry and I don't know what to cook for dinner, I'll cook breakfast. I'll cook making.
Where would you say is a good place to go other than a bed and breakfast? Merci beaucoup. Am I saying that right, Kelly?
Mm-hmm. Yes, for breakfast, I would probably say Lazian's would be your best option.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's the grits.
And they're only open for breakfast and lunch anyway.
Yeah.
And Merci Beaucoup's only open for lunch.
We went there for lunch after our hike in Kisatchie National Forest when we went skidding through the mud in the summer rain.
That was fun.
It was so much fun. And so Kelly's like, we're going to lunch at Merci Beaucoup. And I'm like, we got to go change our clothes. I'm like, we're full of mud. We're covered in mud. I'm like, just let us change our clothes.
And but it was fun.
Because even Merci Beaucoup, the name, I'm like, Nancy, we got it. We can't go. We can't go like this. But it was delicious.
Yeah, but it's so much easier when you're hiking and it rains. You can just sit down and skid down the hill and you don't have it's so much easier. So
y'all have too much fun when y'all come here. Merci Beaucoup has our famous Cajun baked potato. That's what they're famous for, Cajun baked potato. And it's a big, you know, baked potato with crawfish etouffee, and then it has shrimp on it. And then at the pub, you have the Wookiee, which is their famous little appetizer, but it's not so little. It's a big old plate. I call it a heart attack on a plate. It's a French fries with roast beef debris, brisket and then doesn't have cheese on it too? Yeah. So it's real good.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of some of my, and then you have the Mariners out by the lake, which is the new restaurant. Well, I say it's new.
You haven't done that.
Mariners had been there for over 30 years. And then when the pandemic hit in what, March of 2020, the owners had closed it, and then new owners picked it up and reopened it just in time for Christmas festival that later that year. And it's doing very well.
I remember Kelly, after we went to the buffet, at home, you took us around. By the way, that's where the photo for the Parks and Travel magazine came from, is when you took us to Lake Sibley.
Perfect place to watch the sunset.
Exactly. And Kelly sat there telling us it's going to open up soon. And I went there the night before and had martinis. And I'm looking at her going, what? And you're not taking us for martinis yet? Because they weren't open yet. She's like, nanny, nanny, nanny.
I did. They tested. They have a really nice specialty cocktail menu, and they tested a lot of the martinis.
I'll test.
They received a Wine Spectator Award for their wine selection.
No way, that's awesome.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And so they've been recognized already for the work that they're doing. It's chef-owned, chef-operated. So delicious foods. They've got a boudin stuffed chicken, so they're bringing in those Creole flavors.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I said no way. I mean, like boudin stuffed chicken, like
yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And they do now.
That sounds
they
good.
Do an amazing brunch.
They got the boudin wontons.
They have boudin wontons.
They have to come on our Sausage Fest radio show then.
Okay. Yeah. No, okay. They have to.
We have to do that. Okay, but so they have a brunch, a Sunday brunch?
Yeah.
Yes. And it is amazing, delicious. It is so good.
Cool.
They have one of my favorite things on there is they have a oyster Benedict. So think eggs Benedict, but with fried oysters and andouille sausage. And just that Louisiana twist.
See, andouille sausage. I knew there was another thing
said
there.
Sausage.
The chicken and waffles they have on there that they're real
famous. Yeah, their chicken and waffles are really good too. Shrimp
and what? We have not had those yet. We have not had chicken and waffles yet. Okay.
Put it on your list.
Okay. The list is growing. Okay. Let's go back to downtown. We've been all over. Let's go back downtown. And you took us to there's Papa's and there's Mama's. So let's get this. And then there was a place with great Bloody Marys, but I think are they coming back? Yeah. You said they were coming back, Mayu's.
Yes, they opened. They opened back in November. Reopened in a much larger space, and not only did they reopen, but the owner also opened a deli and pub on the corner of Church Street and French Street. That space became available, so he snatched it up. So it's called Nakatosh Deli and Pub with pizza and sandwiches, and their muffaletta is excellent.
Gosh. So good.
It's a great little stop, lunch or dinner there on the corner. But my use is more of a little bit more upscale, steaks and seafoods. For downtown dining, that's delicious. And then of course Papa's and Mama's that you mentioned is down there as well. So Papa's is more burgers and sandwiches, and I think they have steaks too. And then Mama's is more seafood,
right? But they have live music in there, right?
They Mama's do they have the blues room, and they'll have music on the weekends, usually Friday and Saturday nights.
Very cool. And so then there's Maglio's, which is owned by the same people from the Sweet Cane Inn, right? And that's on the riverfront, and that's a little bit of everything.
It is the only restaurant that is on the Cane River Lake side of the road downtown. Mm. So if you want to look out over Cane River Lake while you're eating, that's the place to go. They have a deck out back. Fantastic. And during Christmas, they have a great view of the lights because you can sit right there at the windows looking out over Front Street, and it's just all the lights down Front Street. But it's an Italian and Creole mix.
What's different. Yeah, it's different. It's good. And so, you talk about Christmas lights. Are you both going through withdrawals since it's now after January 6th and the lights are down?
I think we did pretty good. The first few weeks.
I'm good for a while.
Well, the first few weeks were busy for us because we were hosting every weekend.
Yeah.
Four weekends. Yeah, you went 4 weekends in a row. I made it 3 weekends in a row. But yeah, the crowds were, you know, awesome. And just, you know, it was a really good season. I mean, it was nice to see
people. 95 years, though. Right?
95 years, yeah.
Of this festival. Wow. That's huge. Yeah. That's insane. Like, I mean, well, you hear about parades. Like a country parade, but this is
thing about the parade.
This is huge. This is
well, we had the parade this year, and we were excited that the lieutenant governor joined us and rode
Billy Nungesser.
Huh? Yes. Billy Nungesser. Yes. But I have to say, I was so excited this year because Louisiana, for the first time, had a float in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade
and
in the Rose Parade.
Yes.
So it was really nice to see. I guess me being from New Orleans and being a Mardi Gras person, it's like, oh, a parade.
But this is, wasn't this the first? I saw Billy Nungesser talking on, I watched his speech about all of this. This is the first state that actually got into these parades, both the parades. Mm-hmm. So this was the first time.
And the Rose Parade, we're going to be in there for 2 more years. I think it was a 3-year contract. So
he went in,
that's
dude.
Very exciting. And I want to say the same for Macy's because I'm already thinking that's been on my bucket list, the Macy's parade. So yeah, this might be the year.
This is awesome.
And it's just a great way to promote tourism in Louisiana.
But that's
wonderful things that we have to offer. Yeah.
You guys are, yeah. When you think about the different states, Louisiana is definitely, we are who we are. And you guys know how to party. You are
we know how to eat.
Well,
the food is good.
I'm still in trouble. Like, I can barely fit my No Man's Land shirt anymore because I was there. But, you know, but you guys are so full of history, so full of love. And it's just so, like, it's just one of the best states. And when you go in, you know you're in Louisiana. You cross that line. You don't have to be told. You cross the line in.
You can tell by the hospitality.
Oh my gosh.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Straight up.
But
no matter where you go, where you walk into, the hospitality is key. It's number one.
And it's important that people come back and know.
Even for the communities that were hard hit, South Louisianians, mm-hmm. you know, with the hurricanes. And then, of course, all of us went through the freeze.
Right.
We always bounce back and we always try to put a big old smile on our faces. And keep
That's because you know how to make good food and cocktails. Get together and the music. Well, Billy Nungesser was talking about like how big tourism is to the state of Louisiana. And I think it's a fourth generator of income to your state, which is huge, you know, and you think about that, and everyone always thinks New Orleans, which they really should, and New Orleans is special and has been impacted. But I also think, you know, we got to think about Lake Charles, we got to think about your area, you know, that it's all connected, because it's a small state. That's how I look at it. So if you go to Natchitoches, you're helping New Orleans. You know, that's what I want people to understand.
If you're
going
to go there, you need to do them all.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we always say New Orleans is the gateway city, but once we get into New Orleans, there's just so many directions, Baton Rouge, Lake Charles, Lafayette, you know, north to, you know, Alexandria and Natchitoches and Shreveport and even Monroe. I mean, you know, there's so much to see and do in the whole, throughout the whole state. But, you know, even our seafood industry was impacted by these hurricanes, which is huge. Mm. I mean, the suppliers of seafood for the, you know, a lot of parts of the country, the seafood comes from Louisiana. So,
and rice. You got to think about
rice,
rice and sugar. You got sugar cane, you got rice, you got so much.
Real big crawfish industry, too.
Crawfish industry's huge here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. A lot. So everyone, go to Natchitoches.com. That is the website. It's Natchitoches.com.
You did good.
Yeah, no words in front of me, but listen, there's a lot of food. You got to go to the Cane River Candy Company. I'm serious. I'm just still stuck on the candy company. I want candy. It's right next door to the Visitor Bureau. You listen. This is the thing. You get to Natchitoches. go to the visitor bureau, get all the information you need, get the self-walking guide to the downtown district, load up on candy. You're going to need the sugar to get through everything that you're going to see.
No, but the whole
candy store's right next door, 10 feet over. Yeah.
It's such a smart positioning because you
but
are going to
need whole city all the candy smells you can good.
Get. It smells good. It's funny.
So we got the candy store on one side and the coffee shop on the other.
Exactly.
That's
so it.
Get
jacked
up to go because there's so much to do. That's it. I'm serious.
And you're hungry the whole time. You want to eat, and it's good to eat.
And they're going to make you go out, walk, have a good time at the historical sites, go in the forest, come back. You got good food waiting. So, like, you know, you can reward yourself.
And then go walk.
It's a reward for going out and enjoying an amazing time. It's like, you know, so it's paradise. Just go to Natchitoches. It's awesome. Thank you, ladies. As always, every third Tuesday, we air our Natchitoches, Louisiana show. It is the oldest settlement in the state of Louisiana. There is so much to do that we can do a monthly show. It's amazing. So again, Natchitoches.com. Keep up with us at BigBlendRadio.com. Thank you, ladies. We will see you this year somehow, somewhere. We want our yam cake.
Yep, indeed.
And we want a daiquiri because, like, you know, we always
want it. Absolutely.